With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Federal Trade Commission has opened an industry-wide investigation into fertilizer prices after sharp increases during spring planting. Reports show that FTC Chairman Andrew Ferguson said the agency is using civil investigative demands to gather documents and testimony. The probe comes as growers face higher fertilizer and fuel costs, drought in parts of the plains, and another year of narrow margins. Reports also said that urea prices have climbed 55% since shipping through the Strait of Hormuz was blocked, while another nitrogen fertilizer rose 33%, citing Kentucky Farm Bureau testimony. The USDA, cited by many outlets, said fertilizer has been the largest increase in farm input costs since 2020. The American Farm Bureau Federation reported in an April survey that many farmers could not afford all the fertilizer needed this season. Texas corn producers called the probe a step towards more fair markets for growers as planting decisions continue nationwide this spring. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin said the agency is working to finalize a new Waters of the United States, or WOTUS, rule, but is prioritizing legal durability over speed as it seeks a definition that can withstand future court challenges and political shifts. Zeldin said the EPA wants to complete the rule as soon as possible, but has not set a public timeline. The regulation determines which wetlands, streams, and other water bodies fall under federal protection through the Clean Water Act. Zeldin said the agency's goal is to develop a definition that remains stable across administrations and survives future elections. The issue has been the subject of years of litigation, including the U.S. Supreme Court's 2023 decision in the Sackett versus Environmental Protection Agency case, which narrowed federal authority over certain wetlands. Zeldin also said the EPA's ongoing review of glyphosate will be guided by scientific evidence. The agency expects to complete that review later this year. Three environmental organizations have notified the EPA of their intent to sue, alleging the agency has failed to establish required water quality standards for atrazine, one of the most widely used herbicides in U.S. agriculture. The notice, filed Thursday by the Center for Biological Diversity, Center for Environmental Health and Pesticide Action, and Agroecology Network, argues the EPA is violating the Clean Water Act by not issuing aquatic life criteria for atrazine. The groups contend the law gives the EPA discretion regarding the form and timing of revisions to water quality criteria, but requires the agency to establish them. They argue federal standards are needed to protect aquatic ecosystems from pesticide contamination. Atrazine is commonly used on corn and sorghum acres and has long been the subject of debate among farm groups, regulators, and environmental advocates. The EPA has previously conducted ecological risk assessments for that herbicide, while agricultural organizations maintain it remains an important crop protection tool for growers. Landowners will have from June 1st through August 31st to review potential base acre increases for agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, the USDA Farm Service Agency said. The FSA said eligible farms may add up to 30 million new base acres nationwide under the Working Families Tax Cuts Act, also known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The agency said ARC and PLC help protect producers when market prices or revenues decline. Independent reports show that the update is the first ARC and PLC base acre expansion in 24 years and will use 2019 to 2023 planting histories. FSA said summaries will be mailed to landowners and available online through login.gov. Operators who rent ground are encouraged to contact landowners. If eligible requests exceed the national cap, the USDA said approved acres will be reduced on a prorated basis. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.